For years, conservation groups have tried to persuade state lawmakers to expand the system of collecting deposits on plastic bottles, the Bottle Bill Law. They want to include non-carbonated beverages, which were uncommon when the Bottle Bill took effect 31 years ago. It's never come to a vote on Beacon Hill, so now they're going straight to voters with a ballot question. As part of our series this week on the ballot questions this morning, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch explains question number two, expanding the Bottle Bill Law.
Behind my apartment building, most mornings around 7:30, a man pushing a shopping cart digs through the bins for redeemable bottles and cans. For each one he finds, someone paid a 5-cent deposit at the counter. He collects that when he turns it in. If question two is passed, he'll have a lot more bottles to redeem.
So we're standing at the entrance to the beautiful public gardens in downtown Boston.
That's Janet Dominitz, head of the Massachusetts Public Interest Research Group, or MassPIRG, which helped put question two on the November ballot.
So we're going to look in a trash can at the corner here. Litter is one problem. Another problem is all the containers that get thrown in the trash because they end up in landfills and incinerators. And I see a couple of water bottles. There's, I think, three water bottles and one soda bottle. And that's roughly the ratio that we get. It's roughly 3-to-1 when you do litter pickup. 3 non-deposit containers for every 1 deposit container.
It's why predominantly environmental groups such as Mass Audubon Society and the Merrimack River Watershed Council have joined MassPIRG in support of question two. Many cities and towns have also voiced support. Dominic says expanding the bottle bill would save communities money by keeping more plastic out of landfills.
Between bottled water and sports drinks and, you know, the diet Snapple lemon flavored peach iced tea, these things are now litter for the most part because they weren't covered by the original law.
But opponents of question two argue that expanding the bottle bill is not the best way to expand recycling.
When the initial deposit law passed in 1982, curbside recycling didn't exist.
Nicole Jambuso is the spokeswoman for some businesses and other question two opponents.
So today we have recycling infrastructure and awareness that we didn't have back then. We don't need to go back to an early 1980s system that was essentially built for a different time.
Jambuso represents chains like Market Basket and 7-Eleven, as well as soda bottlers, breweries, and other business interests. It's expensive, she says, for grocery stores to give up retail space to put in reverse vending machines. That's the industry term for the machines where you put the bottles and cans in and get the money out.
There are also materials covered under question two that won't fit in those machines, like gallon jugs of water. So there will likely need to be staff diverted to accepting those gallon jugs of water. So that's a cost.
Question two would also affect existing deposits. It would allow the state to raise the amount with inflation. 5-cent deposits could become 6 cents. And the money from bottles and cans that don't get returned would get funneled into an environmental cleanup fund instead of the state's general fund. But it's the extension of the bottle bill to cover more plastic bottles that is the focus of opponent TV spots. Nicole Jambuso says there's a better way to encourage recycling.
Making sure more people have curbside pickup, making sure more people have single stream recycling where they can put everything in one container. Question two only makes recycling less convenient. It makes it more complicated and it's more expensive. It's just not the right direction.
Question two supporter Janet Dominitz with MassPIRG says extending the nickel incentive to more plastic bottles is much more effective.
We're living in a real world here. We're looking at real data. And for the last 32 years, the deposit system has worked incredibly. It's a common sense time tested law, and we are simply trying to bring it up to 2014.
Voting yes on question two would add a deposit to bottles of non-carbonated beverages. So water and other plastic bottles would be redeemed the same way most soda bottles and cans are now. Voting no would keep the deposit system as is. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.